Well, guys, are you a man or you a mouse? It's time for all males to be selfish, to look after yourself first and foremost. Lots of men and males before you have given up their lives and their money for femmes. And where has it got them? Where's the respect that those men deserve? It isn't there, is it, guys? Remember, chivalry is dead. Femmes killed it. And femmes don't need no man. And of course it kind of makes you laugh a little bit. They go, right, I'm an independent femon. And then they get an OnlyFans page. So they're doing that for other femmes, of course. Oh no, it's generally for men. So how are they surviving again? Well, off of men again. That's hardly being independent, is it? So how many times you seen a femon be so independent? She starts her own business. She hires all femons. The business is a success. Now, you hardly ever hear of those ones, do you? Most modern femons today don't want to be a partner in your life, guys. They want to manipulate you and use your resources. And for you to worship her as some sort of goddess. And when she's used you all up and you are just a husk of a person, she will find somebody else. And it won't matter to the femon if there's children involved. Her wants and needs come first. The proof is everywhere to see, and yet still young men fall for it. Don't forget, guys, these femons have been playing that game since time has begun. They're good at it. Just think of it, if a femon really cares for you, or even loves you, if that even exists. Does it really matter how much money you earn at your job? Does it really matter how much materialistic things you have? Does it really matter how much money you have at all? Well, of course it shouldn't, should it? But it does. Because you're only 5'11" and not 6'1", she can't date you, I'm afraid. And there is the proof. So keep your wallets closed, guys, because they're coming for it. It's kind of true in a way. They don't need no man. They need your wallet.